gives to his disciples, both past and present, is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When they repent, they will also preach repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. So in the end, the sheep will beget the sheep. If pastors today are not preaching out against sin, it just means that they have not repented. They're dead and remain in their sins. This is what Scripture clearly teaches us. As a famous preacher from the 1700s rightly perceived, he said, if you want to know why they don't preach out against the sins of the culture, he said, follow them home and you will discover why they are guilty of it. The men of old who were used by the Lord to establish this country are not at all the same in comparison to what it is that you see in America today. Preachers and theologians such as Augustine, Jonathan Edwards, Martin Luther, John Knox, Charles Spurgeon, William Booth, and the Black Robe Regiment, the Puritans of the day, they were a complete night and day difference from what reigns in our pulpits today. Just look at the nation and what it has become in the last generation alone. The people of this nation are not repenting of their sins before God. They are embracing them in their rebellion, and that to their own demise. What do repentant men do? They bring forth the fruit of repentance. They raise up disciples. They seek and save that which is lost. They build the old waste places. They bring forth the answers to a world that is in dire need of that in which only the Lord can and will give. Friends, the Church of Christ is to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. We are to raise up disciples, not spectators. When reading Ephesians 6:10 through 20, you will find that the armor of God is for the front, not the back. Furthermore, Scripture makes clear that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, and that in all things we are made more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Scripture also tells us that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world, and that those that are born of God overcome this world, and that the victory that overcomes the world is our faith. How could it be otherwise? Jesus also told us that He has given us all power over the enemy, and that we would do greater works than he did. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Just think about that. He promised the church that they would do greater works than he did. But is that what we are seeing in America today? Certainly not. Friends, I've been throughout this country living out what it is that I just relayed to you. For the past 30 years, I've traveled this nation from coast to coast, doing over 3,000 public events, including 366 public high school assembly programs in 25 states. Colleges, churches, prisons, festivals, patriot meetings, and more. I've been featured on Fox News and the New York Times, standing for our biblical and constitutional values. I also do national radio broadcasting into 160 affiliate stations across the country. And now on top of all of this, I've been receiving many requests to have church services online to fill the need of those who have no place to go to church on Sundays. Well, friends, we're honored. Here we go. Revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster said, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the Scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." He goes on, "All the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament, or the Christian religion.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, I'd love to hear from you. Just got picked up on a major network out in Florida as well, right outside of Jacksonville. And I'll give you that information at the turn of the week. They're picking us up from Monday through Sunday. So it's pretty awesome in the sense of carrying our live show across the nation once again, and we'll make known and give them a big high five and a thank you in the up and coming days concerning who it is that they are. But with that said, friends, I'm happy to be here today. Wanted to let you know that we're contending for the truth of God. We're contending for the truth of who we are, which is an act of love, not a sign of the absence of love. No, as I've said before, friends, if we're not zealous against error, it just shows that we're not zealous for the truth. And the truth that we have comes from the one that we follow, and his name is Jesus Christ, John 14:6. So anyways, without further ado, friends, let's just get right into this because we've got much to cover. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of both those pages. And one more time, if you want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you. Pro or con, Jude 3 and 4. That number's 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here, as you all the well know. Just wanted to highlight this real quick, friends, as we go through today's content, because it's not an issue of it's going too far. No, we're past that. It's gone too far. And this is a prime example of what I'm talking about here. We have a prominent LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ, confused, abominable individual, Leviticus 18:22, 2013, Jude 1:7, 1 Corinthians 6:9, Romans 1:26 to the end of the chapter. And what we do and what we see here, friends, is what I tried to warn you of 26 years ago when I first started out in radio as to what it was all about. It's predicated and premised on man-boy sex. And remember, the founder of NAMBLA, which is an organization that observed by the said FBI, who now gives protection to these individuals. It's interesting to note that their slogan was sex before eight, before it's too late. So what I'm highlighting here should come as no surprise to anybody here, friends. Prominent LGBT Pride Org founder Jake Tucker has now been convicted of 7 counts of sex trafficking. Folks, you need to understand who's behind the helm. If they're not condemning the crime, it must mean that they're guilty of the crime. And who's advocating the sodomite agenda more than the mainstream media through omission or admission? concerning their advocation for the crimes in which all of our state laws and state statutes condemn. Who's advocating it more than the corrupt politicians, friends? Just so you know as to where this is coming from, and I'm just telling you right now, first and foremost, and I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. When you look at Luke 17, notice what it says in chapter 2. It says, it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and to cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend these little ones. If you also want to see what the Lord means and how he deals with such people that lay for children who are the model of heaven, read Exodus 22, friends, because he said, if they had all cry out unto me, that the Lord said he would take them out with the sword. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, folks, but I'm seeing this all over the place. You're beginning to see where it's more promulgated, more announced, pronounced to the people through the mainstream media today. These said prisoners, when these pedophiles come into prison, they're just literally taking them out. Had one guy that was appointed to 16 years in prison who just killed three pedophiles in prison just in one day. So again, friends, it's interesting how the soft judges, are producing these criminals that the Lord calls an abomination. And it's also interesting to note that it's the criminals that have to deal with them and bring justice according to the Word of God. That shows you how corrupt the system is. It also shows you, friends, most recently, and I highlighted this, there was a said judge that's working for the CPS, you know, foster care, because they are the ones trafficking children in many cases. What's interesting to know, friends, is he was actually partaking in the crimes against the children. That was about 3 weeks ago. We highlighted that. Also wanted to let you know, so you can understand that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree concerning the wickedness of Rothschild's modern-day Israel. Isn't it interesting that we have none other than a conservative of the day, Alpha Omega Productions, highlighting the fact that Israel is going to host Pride City near Sodom and Gomorrah in 2026. You also know that in Tel Aviv that they actually distribute 97% of all male pornography comes out of sodomite pornography, comes out directly from Israel. You do know that a rabbi owns Pornhub. Most recently, we just found another one in America who called himself a Jew. That's what he called himself, that owned another porn site in America, who just recently died and met his maker, the one that he said he didn't believe in. Regardless, it matters not. And I want to give you a real quick highlight here. Did you know that 98% of modern day Israel, Rothschild's creation? It's not the Israel of God. Did you know that 98% of the modern day Israel in which you see today, did you know that they're antichrist? Did you know that? And the mainstream media has you believing that they are God's chosen? No, friends. Again, take the time to make distinction. And I also want to say this, make distinction between anti-Zionism and anti-Jew. Because there's a big distinction, because the Zionists are the ones that are playing behind the cover of the Jews of the day, playing the victim while they attack. So again, read Revelation 3:9, because Jesus said in particular, those that lie, those that say that they're Jews and they lie, the Lord says, they're of the synagogue of Satan. Also wanted to show you something here for those that don't know and understand that the Muslims, if you want to know why they're being drawn into America, outside of the fact that the Lord is sovereign in all things and he's the one that's bringing these judgments, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, verse 51, 63, and there's peppered scripture in between that highlights exactly what you're seeing, not just in America today, but all over the world. You're just at the tip of it right now, where you could actually stand up and stop what's going on here through repentance towards God, because you've just seen what happened over in Europe. I'm going to come back to New York in just a second here so you can understand that this is all pre-planned, because they're being used as mercenaries against you, America. We'll be right back. Francis Turretin said, "Effectual calling is an act of the grace of God in Christ by which he calls men dead in sin and lost in Adam through the preaching of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit to union with Christ and to salvation obtained in him."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. BBSradio.com.
A signer of the Declaration of Independence, a diplomat, governor of Virginia, secretary of state, and the third president of the United States of America. The doctrines of Jesus are simple and tend all to the happiness of man, the practice of morality being necessary for the well-being of society. He, God, has taken care to impress its precepts so indelibly on our hearts that they shall not be effaced by the subtleties of our brain. We all agree in the obligation of the moral principles of Jesus, and nowhere will they be found delivered in greater purity than in his discourses. I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be, sincerely attached to his doctrines in preferences to all others. Thomas Jefferson stated, "I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ."
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, I want to show you something here. I was just highlighting the fact that if you know the history of what the Muslims are used for, they're used as mercenaries. Look to any major war, friends, where you see the Muslims poke their heads out. They're used as mercenaries. And that's why you have 35 jihadi camps here in America. You can go keep acting like they're not here. That's totally fine. You can act like the mosques are not increasing on a massive scale across your country. All that you want to, it doesn't matter. They're here and they're being lured here treasonously. And the problem is the American people, they sit back and they say, you know what? We've been conquered. No, you've not been conquered. That's another excuse to hide behind. Let me show you. So we got a population in New York City, for example, of 9 million people, 8 to 9 million people. I'll just play it safe there, okay? In between. Put a dash there. I'll leave that room, that wiggle room for myself right in there between 8 and 9, okay, concerning that dash. Did you know that there's 725,000 Muslims in New York? And yet there's a post coming from people that are stating New York has been conquered. It's the same thing here in Minneapolis. There's 180,000 Muslims. There's 5.9 million Minnesotans. And it shows you that the Lord will use a small portion of people to either bless or curse a nation, because it shows you who's in control. I see it. I see his hand in all of this because I read the scripture and I can see exactly what's here, friends. But I want you to see this, because this is New York right now. This is installed Mamdani. I want to say it again, Zohran Mamdani. This is him installed. Any Muslims in office today have been installed. They're not being voted in by the people because they do not have the support vote of enough of them to put them into office anywhere in this country. Oh, and I want to say this too, because 20 years ago, I seen this off the bat as well when I seen that the said right and left paradigm, you know, the two wings to the same bird in this uniparty system, you know, the pro wrestling at its very worst and where people believed it. Isn't it interesting that I identified the fact that they would use numbers that didn't exist, and the only reason they used numbers that didn't exist is because they wanted people to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really was. So when you see posts that I'm going to show you right now, and you'll hear it, and I'll paint the picture for you, affiliate friends, but the point is they want you to be defeated in mind. So again, you can just go ahead and give your children over to those that mean to behead them. And that's not a joke. Just ask them. Read the Quran. They'll tell you. And again, friends, if you don't want to hold your said representatives responsible for the act of treason by bringing them here in the first place, then this is what you're going to get. And you're going to believe the lie, and it shows you that if you believe the lie, who you fear, and that's the God that you fear. And you will be enslaved. Now, I want to show you this. Check this out. This is Zohran Mamdani in New York, okay, with a small portion of the 725 Muslims that have been imported by your government. Oh, matter of fact, wasn't Mamdani supposed to be arrested for the things that he's doing right now by Donald Trump? And then once he went into Donald Trump's office, just like so many others, they became good friends right in front of the world. Oh, see, what they're doing is the enemy's tying tails, okay? But nobody's been prosecuted. And I'm saying this for the reason that in New York, going back to the point that I was making concerning the installation of these individuals, do understand this, friends, over 700,000 recall letters to remove Zohran Mamdani have already been initiated against him. But yet, what do we see? We see the American people saying, oh, New York's been conquered. You're lying. You're lying. If you have been conquered, it's because you forfeited who you are. And first and foremost, understand this when I say this. And again, I'm not going to mince words about it. I want you to be clear about what I'm saying. Yes, they're afforded asylum to come here, but they are to assimilate to who we are, one nation under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if they don't do that, that means they're not here to assimilate, but rather to conquer. Every single one of them had their religious garb on. They're not here to assimilate. And that's what you do need to be aware of, friends. John Adams rightly said, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. He goes on, I will avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable, unchangeable, as the existence and attributes of God, and that those principles of liberty are as unalterable as human nature. So what happens when you give up your faith, you 81% of hypocrites that profess to be clearly what it is that you are not? I am here to tell you right now, when you're empowered by the Holy Ghost, you overcome, you conquer, you dispossess the enemy, not the other way around. So if you're losing the battle, I can tell you right now, it's not because you're on the right side of history. It's because you are not. And you don't know what a Christian is. And by the way, 9 out of 10 can't even tell me what the 10 commandments are when I do events across the country. And yet they have the audacity to call themselves Christians. Again, a lack thereof. Another point. So a guy posts this just the other day, going back to where this is coming from, because remember, the Muslims are the broom, right, that sweeps away the opposition for Rothschild's creation called modern day Israel. Okay? Charles Spurgeon was given a quote, and this guy, he's a deceiver, he puts, a Christian is the last person who ought to ever speak disrespectfully or unkindly of a Jew. Right, you're exactly right. But the problem this guy's having here is he's using a Star of Renfan. I want you to understand, this star that modern-day Israel is using is the Star of Renfan, Acts 7:43. It was a people that rebelled against God. You know, Antichrist then? Yep, Antichrist now. Yep, synagogue of Satan then? Yep, synagogue of Satan now. Yep, same spirit at work today. We're in the middle of it, friends. But he posts that, or they say it's a seal of Solomon. Hey, folks, there is no Star of David. Let me say it again. There is no Star of David. It's a Zionist Remphan symbol, and it's equated to Moloch. So if you want to know why 80 million babies have been forfeited by the American people to be slaughtered because the government said so, a few said so, you better understand your fallen line perfectly lock and step exactly with history concerning against those that rebelled against God. But here's the point that I want to make. It's not the seal of Solomon. Why? Because there is no seal of Solomon. This stuff is all made up to get people distracted and to confuse them and to keep them divided. And I'll tell you what, friends, what divides people more than anything is untruths coming from people that are deceived. And many, many times it's they're deceiving the people inadvertently, not willfully, but they're not taking the time to dig in to understand what it is that they're talking about. I want to say this. No one's talking out against the Jews. Nobody is. No, no, no. People are talking out against the Zionists that are claiming to be the Jews who are not the Jews. That Jesus said that they're of the synagogue of Satan. Do you understand that? That's what this is about. And first of all, let me go back to the quote here by this guy who willfully deceived the people. I posted on his site yesterday and I said the same thing that I seen today, but I noticed that he removed my post. He removed it because it didn't go along with what he was trying to deceive the people into believing. Spurgeon died 5 years before Herzl even came onto the scene. Herzl was the atheist that came onto the scene that created what is now known as Zionism. Okay? Rothschild's modern-day Israel came about in 1947. Charles Spurgeon died in 1892. Do you understand how deceptive this guy's post is? I said, your timelines are way off, deceiver. I said, furthermore, you're using the Star of Remphan, which is found in Acts 7:43. You might want to correct yourself every step of the post that you just posted. I want to say one more thing for people that say, well, Bradley, that's anti-Semitic. No, it is not. Because we're talking about the Zionists that are claiming to be what it is that they're not. And first of all, let me go back to the point that if it was anti-Semitic, wouldn't it be the same thing if I broke the law and somebody over in modern-day Israel said of me, he's anti-American? Well, wait a second. I'm being called out for my crime. Am I supposed to get a pass so nobody ever calls me out for my crime? Am I supposed to be able to go ahead and do whatever I want to do, and then because I do it, you better not speak out against any American that's guilty of a crime? That's what the Zionists are doing today, friends, and they're using it as a political battering ram to attack you, and if you don't know anything about the Bolsheviks back in the 1920s, friends, this is aimed at Christianity. It's aimed at Christians. I played the video before where they are proposing bills to basically throw Christians that proselytize in modern-day Israel for up to 2 years. So, folks, what I'm telling you, man, what I'm telling you, ma'am, I'm saying, man and ma'am, do your homework before you get caught up on this nonsense that the mainstream media is promulgating. I'll show you one more point when I get back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John Dickinson stated, all artful rulers who strive to extend their power beyond its just limits endeavor to give their attempts as much resemblance or semblance of legality as possible. And when we look to Ephesians 4:14, we can see exactly where John Dickinson extracted the light from that exposes the darkness when making his point, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence. Bradley knows American history and he knows the Bible. Tune into Bradley's powerful and informative radio show and you too will understand the importance of America's true Christian heritage.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
We should be inexcusable to God, to our posterity, to the whole world, if we hesitated a single moment in asserting our right and repelling the attacks of lawless power. Reverend Peter Thacker. President Theodore Roosevelt said, "To announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. We got our friend calling in from Michigan, Craig. Thanks for hanging on, my friend. Sons of Liberty Radio, welcome to the show. What say you?
Since we're in what's called Pride Month, why are we to, as Christians, to take pride in what was abomination? If pride is a sin for us, Why is it not for them?
Right.
And it's to the point where even preschoolers have to be taught LGBTQ pride. It's so absolutely critical. I'm convinced they had this planned days ago. They could have planned this. I was a head start. They could have had this taught to me.
Yeah, Craig,
I was a head start when Craig, 41
Craig.
Lost.
Craig, I don't know what's going on, guy, but you're like breaking out really bad. I don't know if you're...
Oh.
Yeah, but maybe you just want to tone it down just a little bit. Let's try that. But I got you up to this point, though.
It just got me wild up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's okay. You know what? I want to say this for those that are just going along with it. They're the reason that the sodomite agenda is pushing forward, because they see people are complying with it. See, oftentimes people think, well, if I comply, it's going to go away. No, what you don't realize is you're complying with them is actually adding strength to their movement. And it's, we should be protesting, not going along with it, or through omissive behavior, just allowing it through our tolerance. That's what's basically empowering these people to continue on. And they would do it anyways, because what they want to do is they're using these organizations. They want to basically brainwash the people to believe that they have some right given unto them by God, which they don't, because the Lord doesn't give them the right to do the wrong thing. As a matter of fact, our laws condemn it, as I've said so many times before, Craig. And instead of the American people standing up and condemning the crime so they go back in the closet, at least where they came from in the 1970s, what are they doing? They're celebrating it. And this in the face of all the kids that have come forward concerning the abuse by and of those that are actually advocating the movement. And the people in this country can't put two and two together, then they deserve exactly what they're going to get. The kids don't. The kids don't. So I'm with you, my friend. I totally am. I don't know what's going on with your phone, but there seemed to be somewhat of a it was breaking out quite a bit. But when you didn't talk as loud, it worked a little bit better there. When you go to Jude 1:13, it says, "They are wild waves of the sea, foaming up their shame, wandering stars from whom the blackest darkness has been reserved forever." You need to understand, folks, these people feed this monster. You have to feed the monster that they're creating. Okay? You don't just one day wake up and say, "I like little kids." No, that's not what it is, friends. That's not how it works. You have to feed that monster. Don't say that's how you were born, because that's like a individual saying, "You know what? I like to murder people." And he looks at the judge when he's brought to justice. And as he looks at the judge, he says, "Well, I was born this way," as if to suggest he doesn't have a dispensation to empower himself to do the right thing and restrain him from himself from doing the wrong thing. That's like a thief that says, "You know what? I just can't help myself. I've got to steal everywhere I go. I mean, after all, I was born this way." Or how about a man that doesn't like to be faithful to his wife, or his wife doesn't like to be faithful to her husband? "Oh, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I know that God's law condemns all of this. You know, maybe I should ask the question, if I was born this way and God's law condemns it, then what's the problem?" I can tell you what the problem is. It's you, and the message is, and it applies to all of us, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and you must be born again. You don't get a special pass to say, "I like little kids and I can't help myself." Nope, we deal with you appropriately according to God's statutes, the way that we used to in this country. What's happened now? Because people have given them a green light, now they're just blatantly being called out day and night, friends, concerning their crimes against little children. I mean, we have those men that dress as women that are heading up the organization of something called drag queen. They call it transgenderism. Nonsense. It doesn't exist. Read Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. But folks, look what the fruit is. Look at the fruit of these people. And here now we have the prominent LGBT Pride Org founder convicted of 7 counts of sex trafficking. Of course, folks. And we're seeing this kind of information cross our desk all day long. All day long. Now, during the end of the last segment, and by the way, if you want to call in, please do, 281-845-4704. I was just highlighting a quote from a guy that was saying, you know, Charles Spurgeon said that we shouldn't be disrespectful or unkindly of Jews. Well, we're not, neither are we. Matter of fact, incarnate, guess what? On his mother's side, guess who was Jewish? Mary, guess who was, her son was, through the conception of the Holy Ghost. His name is Jesus. So for me to speak out against the Jews would be to speak out against my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? Incarnate, anyways. But again, what I want you to see here, friends, is when you got people out there spewing out their nonsense, saying that a Christian is the last person who ought to ever speak unkindly or disrespectfully of the Jews, Charles Spurgeon. Remember, Spurgeon wasn't, he was dead 5 years before the Rothschilds came on the scene and Herzl came on the scene. So the timeline between Charles Spurgeon and what they call Zionism, which is completely different. Here, let me tell you what Zionism is, friends. It's a new political mask where a bunch of criminals are playing the victims as they're advocating a movement to create a new world order by playing the victims. That's exactly what's going on. And they're playing God's Chosen. And what's terrible about this post, going back to the post, is he's using a Star of Rem fan. So he's literally picking and choosing what it is that he wants to post to confuse the people. So much so that he actually took down my post from yesterday, confronting his nonsense and his lies and me calling him a deceiver. He pulls it down. He pulls it down because he doesn't want the people to see the truth. Wouldn't that be someone that's willfully trying to deceive the people? That's exactly what it is. Let me also show you one more thing here. You guys all know who John Hagee is, and he's like the King Creole. He's been doing this since I can remember. But he's the one that's been advocating all of this nonsense with Zionism, equating them to be the people of God, which, again, they are not. Oh, in one more case in point, wanted you to know, you guys are all aware of TPUSA, right? Did you know that 90% of all of their charters across the country that they told you that they actually established after the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk? Did you know that 90% of them are completely fake? And they found out that the money that's going into TPUSA is all Zionist money. I just wanted to make clear you understand. So you see all the popular preachers and the paid influencers today. Do you know what, friends? 98% of them are all Zionists. Where are they getting all that money from? Why are they worth so much money? I'm talking about the heretics like John Hagee. I'm talking about the heretics like Jack Hibbs. I can't even believe people listen to these people, but they do. Why? Because they can hear the spirit of the world, they just can't hear the spirit of God. I want you to listen to Hagee really quick. Listen to this.
The Bible proves that the Jewish people are the most unique people on the face of the earth. They are a chosen people. They are a covenant people. They are a cherished people. They are the apple of God's eye, a special treasure above all the people on the face of the earth. That includes the United States of America.
You know what he's saying here, friends? He's trying to give distinction to a people and to elevate them above the rest of the people. But I want to tell you something. The people that are the apple of God's eye are those that are the Israel of God, those that are in Christ. That is the Israel of God. Okay. So if you can't see through pudgy heretics like this, folks, I'm giving you some insight. These people are Zionists and they are the synagogue of Satan. And they need people like this here in America to promulgate this heresy. And you got too many people that don't even know who we are or our history. Or they don't know the word of God and they just say they're Christians because they profess to be Christians. What doesn't make them a Christian, friends? That are going along with it. Okay, so you heard John Hagee. Listen to what this guy says. It's just a short point. Listen carefully.
This is good preaching.
Why would I be against Israel? Why would I be against Zionism? It's because their nation is Antichrist. 98 to 99% of Israel denies Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Why would I then want to support a nation that's virtually 100% against Christ? That's why the New Testament calls them the synagogue of Satan.
Exactly. So what do you have here? You have Hagee promoting something that does not exist by exalting a people that have refused Christ Jesus himself. And yet John Hagee calls himself a gospel preacher, a preacher of Jesus Christ. Well, he condemns him. No, John Hagee represents the Herodians. John Hagee represents the Pharisees. The Jack Hibbs of the world, the Greg Locks of the world. You have to understand they were the ones, and they still are the same, that are standing there saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Caesar. What are they promoting? They're promoting the flesh and the arm of the flesh that brings a curse. If you want to know that reference, go to John 19:15. Check it out. Cross-check me. Prove me wrong. Let me make one more point since we're talking about it right now. You guys do know that Donald Trump is an advocate for no-hide laws, right? You also do know that he converted to Judaism back in, I believe it was 2017. We played the videos. We see his allegiance to the Kabbalah, which is a network of devils. And you also understand, and I hope you do clearly understand, friends, that he's advocating a spirit of Antichrist. And folks, we also know, and this is not hidden from anybody's eyes, and if it is, it's because you have your fingers on your eyeballs. You do see Donald Trump is now quietly, and so is your Congress, moving to integrate U.S. and Israeli militaries into one force. I hope you understand the danger of that, and it shows you who's calling the shots in the People's White House. And it's not Donald Trump. It's not Donald Trump.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
BBSradio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 281-845-4704. I want to show you what's going on again. If you don't mind, because I need to keep running this through the airwaves so people can pay attention to what's going on. I highlighted the fact that, and this was in January 23rd of 2026, it was your good guys. It was the said good guys. Folks, you need to understand, there is no good guys. And if they are, they're being ostracized, they're being demonized, they're being attacked, they're being scoffed, they're being mocked by the mainstream media. Okay, so it shows you how, and by the way, you have AIPAC, your said representatives, 98% of them have handlers from Israel. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to go back and finish this point. I was highlighting during the end of the last segment that Congress, who's Congress people? Congress is your voice. They represent your voice. But I guarantee you, you didn't give voice to this, at least in favor. Congress is quietly moving to integrate the United States in the Israeli militaries. I don't think people understand this because it shows you who's calling the shots, and it's not the guy wearing a diaper in the People's White House. That's not a joke neither, by the way. Did you hear what I said? It's not him calling the shots. I already showed you who he submitted to with this current administration. He's doing the exact opposite as he promised to do. It's not about America. It is about modern-day Israel. It's about organizing and constructing a global order. That's what this is. And I'm not, don't be so foolish, friends, as to say that what I'm saying is there to paralyze you. Because this stuff doesn't, I'm not afraid of it. No, I'm not saying this. I'm here to encourage you to stand up in righteousness. Why? Because we haven't been given a spirit of fear, but of power. And of love, and of a sound mind. Remember that love that contends for the truth, that doesn't overlook it? Yeah. Yeah, just wanted to make clear. But right now, your said representative president, under Article 6, Section 2, who's supposed to enforce the law, Article 2, Section 3, is doing the opposite, acting outside of the scope of authority, acting as a foreign agent on the behalf of those that want to integrate their military with us. In other words, friends, you're hijacked. You're being hijacked. You've been hijacked for a long time. All this filthy nonsense and this stuff that the Lord calls an abomination, it's all coming from modern-day Israel. And it's the people submitting to it. Who runs Hollywood? Go ahead, check me. 281-845-4704. Who runs the airwaves, friends? Go ahead, check me. 281-845-4701. Who runs the networks? Yeah, go ahead, check me, friends. 281-845-4704. That which is illegal in this country is being normalized by what and who? That's all you have to do is open your eyes, people. Let me take you to the next step while I still have time. The 23rd of January, 2026, your said representatives, without delegated authority, approved kill switches for cars approved by the House Republicans. And it gives a whole list of all the names. And it's not like they're not showing you and sharing the information that most, well, I would say a grateful people and a God-fearing people would tolerate in any sense of the word, but they can tell you anything because they already see that they can murder your children and you're okay with it. They can go ahead and have men rape your children and many people seem to be okay with it. I mean, this said representative being busted and trying to cover up for the Epstein files, friends, it should show you exactly everything that you need to see to lawfully stand up and to hold them to account for their crimes. Nobody would put up with what you're putting up with America more than Americans would because you're ungrateful. And I want to say this, go back to the band Cinderella back in the 80s. Comes to my aid every once in a while. You have to understand what I'm going to tell you next. You don't know what you have until it's gone. And what's sad about it is your kids are probably not even going to have the ability to taste freedom if you don't stand up and put a stop to this. Can I ask you a serious question? Who on God's green earth in this country ever gave the government permission to go ahead and put kill switches in brand new cars? Oh, well, we'll say, well, that's all aimed at a guy that doesn't know that he shouldn't be drinking and driving. We'll enforce the law because if you do it in El Salvador the very first time, you know what happens? They hang him. They put him in front of a firing squad. They don't tolerate those crimes. Guess what happens when governments don't tolerate the crime? Guess what happens? People don't commit the crime. You know what matters more to your said representative government than anything in this country? You want to see what your said representative government will enforce? Extortive laws. Extortive laws in this voluntary system of tax. Don't pay your taxes, friend. You want to see how fast they'll move? But go ahead, have your whole family murdered. Go ahead, have your kids ripped off. Yeah, I mean, I can go on with a list of crimes. They'll do nothing about it. They'll do nothing about it. But don't pay your taxes. I'll tell you what they'll do something about it. And it's just that. That is backwards, Americans. That is backwards. That is dangerous. That is extortive. That is not American government. at all in any sense of the word. Here, go back. Kill switch for cars approved by House Republicans. Full list of the names. It doesn't matter if I tell you all the names because you're not going to do anything about it. No. No, and they're just going to do it again and again. Oh, one of the things that you might need to take note of, it's not just aimed at people that don't drink and drive, you know, those that don't understand not to do it, right? See, this is what happens when you're not ruled by the Word of God. Then you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. They're going to come in without permission, through without delegation. They're going to do whatever they want to do, just like they did here again. I want you to understand that there's already videos going around on scrolls giving proper information about what this kill switch for brand new cars is really all about. Do you know that inside of the computers on these kill switches coming out in 2027 on all these brand new cars? Don't buy the cars, by the way. Don't buy them. Okay, because that's how they're going to keep going on with what they're doing. But I want to tell you this, inside of the computers that they have for these kill switches, do you know that the government can also take over the control of your vehicle while you're driving it? Not only that, but they will always be eavesdropping on everything that you're saying and doing. Case in point, friends, I see it all the time. I have a cell phone right here. I'm holding it up before the camera. You know what's interesting about that is I'll talk about things that are just completely, I'm not hiding anything. It's like the Lord, he did everything in the light. That's exactly how I live my life too. But I'm noticing all the time over the last year and a half, 2 years, that I'll talk to my son about certain things. Like just 2 days ago, we were talking about animation for the videos that I make on my educational channel on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And before I knew it, friends, wouldn't you know? It's called geofencing. That means they're illegally eavesdropping on the American people. While I'm talking to my son, you know what kind of ads I start to get? Animation. Not just one, two, three. See, what government is doing is they're tapping into your conversation and then they're distributing that conversation to a data center where they then sell it to their corporate buddies to go ahead and inundate you with the products that they're selling. Oh, folks, it's not going too far, Americans. It's gone too far. And this is what happens when you don't hold criminals accountable. What they'll do is they'll continuously overthrow the laws until you can no longer resist. And I'm here to tell you right now, friends, you're real close. You've done a good job, Americans, and I say this out of love and sincerity for those that sit there and do nothing. You've done a good job of strengthening and advocating for more tyranny by apathy and tolerance. That's exactly what this is all about. Now, just seeing this, going back to make the point before the end of the show, which is coming on me real quick here, where won't they stop? It's called geofencing. By the way, TPUSA was using this right after the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk. Oh, in that arena that they brought the 250,000 people in before they put on their WWF show at the alleged funeral of Charlie Kirk. Did you know that Peter Thiel's company was actually eavesdropping through geofencing on all of those people that went to that funeral? And did you also know that that arena was checked out? It was already set aside and booked months before his alleged funeral? Friends, you better question everything you're hearing from the media. Because everything says, everything that we get here in America is pre-planned. But again, that's, you know, probably just another conspiracy theory. Yeah, I know. Hey, listen, I've run out of all of my theories. Give me some new ones because all of my theories have come true. I need some new ones. Could you give them to me, friends, while you continuously undo yourselves? My goodness. Love you by what we do. I truly do. America, you need to repent while you still can. See ya.